James Sharman's host of Soccer Central. Don't forget, we mentioned Man United West Brom today. That'll happen at 3 o'clock on Sportsnet World. But tomorrow, Champions League picks back up again. Huge games. Man City's got to go to Moscow. That's massive for them. Barcelona and Ajax among them. James, yeah, exactly what Andrew said. 8 years in now, it'll be, where does a Toronto FC fan go for some solace besides the local establishment?
Yeah, well, that's a good start, isn't it? I think amounts of alcohol bordering on history would be a big start, I think, at this point. You know what? I've always said this, and I'll keep saying it, that, yeah, your team can frustrate you. Yeah, they can let you down. Yeah, you know, ownership can make mistakes. Management can. But you have to, if you're a fan of a team or a club, you have to support that crest. And it doesn't matter who runs it or who owns it, but you've got to back your team. And, yeah, you can complain. You can, you know, whine. You can, you know, vocalize your discontent and your frustration, absolutely. But you can't walk away, you know, because at some point it will get turned around, at least for a year. You know, look at any club in the world, that happens at some point. It may be in 20 years' time, right? But think about how great that will feel, having been through this nonsense once again.
Disposable income-wise, you can go less often. You can you know, take your kid a few fewer times. You can go with your buddies a few fewer times. And that's what Toronto FC, like I said, that's what they lived through in 2013, and they don't want to go back to those days.
Well, I'm fascinated about the season ticket situation because, you know, there is a waiting list still. They've increased the capacity by about 10,000 or thereabouts for next season. So, you know, before this season started with all the big signings and all the hype, we thought, yeah, well, that's no problem at all. But I do wonder about this offseason. They will lose some fans once again. I mean, they lost some this year. Some stuck around, of course, you know, give them one more try. So the fact is, you know, people won't listen to my advice, believe it or not. Can't imagine why. And they will walk away. But there'll always be someone to fill that seat, I'm sure. So I think they'll be okay. But there's no doubt that as a fan of that team, it's just, you know, galling once again to see this team fail. Even though they've, as you mentioned, Andrew, you know, they've got a ton of, you know, new records for the club this year. But that's not saying very much, right?
James Sharman, host of Soccer Central, joins us, Brady Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So where did this go wrong? I mean, early in the season, the opener in you know, specifically, Jermaine Defoe gave us some moments. Where did this season take a turn for the worse?
Well, I mean, there's numerous reasons. Defensively, there's no depth, so they lose Stephen Caldwell, who's you know, their captain by far. The best centre back they've ever had. You know, he's been hurt a fair amount, you know, and there's really no one stepping in to replace him. But the key is Jermaine Defoe. 11 goals, when he plays, he generally scores. But, you know, he's got a history of injuries. And when they sign this guy as being the saviour, you know, you look at his track record and he doesn't play full seasons, right? He's tightly wound. He does hamstrings. He does groins, you know. And, you know, I've watched him for Spurs and West Ham for years. Great player, goal scorer. But, you know, he's not a resilient type of player. So I thought, well, maybe if, like Robin Van Persie a couple of years ago, finally finds that magic solution to his health woes and plays a full season, he'll be the solution. And he would have done, I'm sure. If Jermaine Defoe played every game this year, they'd be in the playoffs. But he wasn't. You know, he's missed a lot of games, and that's, to me, the biggest issue. So defensively, yes, that's easy to talk about. It's always been the issue. But, you know, when you haven't got Jermaine Defoe, people weren't scoring goals. And I think, to me, that was probably the biggest reason.
James Sharman, our guest, Soccer Central, 6:49 a.m. on Brady and Central, on Brady and Central, Brady and Walker.
Brady.
Yeah, that'd be odd. I would be talking to myself, which would be a bit worse. Harry Redknapp and Jermaine Defoe, this relationship, people linked him to QPR in the transfer market. Harry Redknapp might be in some trouble at QPR. Does all this factor in, and still do you think Jermaine Defoe won't be back with Toronto?
Listen, I mean, the rumblings are he won't be. I'm pretty sure he won't be. I think he's made his mind up. He will get a job somewhere in the Premier League. He can still score. Now, QPR was the natural fit, but like I said, QPR are, you know, struggling through an awful campaign. They lost a crazy match yesterday to Liverpool, just a crazy one, which maybe they should have got points in. But I think there were 3 goals and injury time in that one. But Redknapp, you're right, is very much on the hot seat right now, and he is the connection there. If he goes, maybe there's less chance of Defoe going there. And would Defoe want to go to a relegation battle, you know? If he does go back to England, it'll be for a pay cut. Right, he's not making the same money as he's making here. It'd be purely for a footballing ambition type of standpoint, I would think. So that'll be interesting. But I think he's gone. I think he's tasted MLS. he's realized that, man, I'm 31. I've still got a lot of gas in the tank here, despite being injured a lot this season. I can still play at the highest level. And I think, as sad as it is, you know, MLS isn't that right now. So I think he'll get a job somewhere. In January, you know, Greg, I mean, teams panic, right? They need goal scorers. They're not easy to find. When you've signed Jermaine Defoe, you're signing up for goals, as simple as that. So I think he'll get a gig and he will move on.